I'll speak to people here because we have to know. For everybody's sake, everybody has to know exactly what's going to happen. And I know in the next few weeks of my own plan of what talks I'm going to have.
Has provoked, when you have talked about you need to know which way the club's going, a bit of discussion amongst the fans to say, well, were you not told the big picture when you first arrived?
Yeah, I've got a rough idea what's happening. Got a rough idea what's happening. But you know as well as I do football. You may as well flip a coin because it goes from one day to the next, what can happen. So, and I've been too long in the game to know things can change.
So you need something face-to-face, do you, to say to you, Paul, as soon as the summer comes, this is the budget, this is what you're going to work with. Is that basically what you're after hearing?
That's what you're home for. It's going to happen. As I said, that's why it's important for the club to move one way or another. It has to. It can't keep doing this.
Can I ask you about the away form? You have spoken after games where you feel you should have got so much more out of the games. The reality is it's 2 goals and 2 points in your last 8 away games. That's not good enough, is it?
No, it's not. But the performances, I said, Middlesbrough definitely, I thought we should have won up there. Burnley, even at Burnley, I thought we should have definitely got something. Like, even Derby, I still think we were excellent up there as well. The other night against Ipswich, no, definitely no good enough. Albeit changes or not changes, we should have still been better than what we were. From that point of view, is disappointing. But the actual performance away from home, especially against the big three, that I thought merited more than what we got.
It's halted your progress, hasn't it? If you could have mirrored your home form, you would have been much better off, wouldn't you?
I've all said it, take care of your home form and you pick up points away from home. That's 1 point or three, then you'll be in the mix. That's, and the little margins that we've lost by, you may as well be a country mile from it. But performances-wise, they've been good.
Goals haven't been an issue at home, have they? It just seems to be away from home. That final touch, the final ball in, the final attempt, and goalkeepers having a good day, that sort of thing.
Well, as I said before, I think the Derby game, we couldn't do any more. We tried everything to do that. Burnley as well, tried everything to get the goal that I think our play merited to get. It never materialised, but you keep hanging in with it and you keep going with it, as I say, because I think our form away from home, performance level-wise, has been good.
Yeah, Brentford are in a very similar position to yourselves, aren't they? It would show it could be quite a close one.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. But they were in the playoffs last year, weren't they, as well? So they're a good side. They know exactly what it's like to be up there as well. So a team that was in the playoff last year, it's no too far from the same type of lads that were there again. So it's a tough game.
Just a final one for me. What do you do after the final whistle at Brentford? Do you say to the players, I don't want to see you for a few days?
We'll give them time because it'd be wrong not to. They need a break. And as I say, some are away with their national teams, which they won't really get one. But some definitely, this football club need a break.